Hello and welcome to the very first episode of The Joyful Reset. I'm your host, Kayla, and I'm a mom getting through the day to day just like you. Today, we are starting a journey together. A journey towards rediscovering the joy in motherhood. Motherhood is incredible, magical, but sometimes overwhelming. There were days, especially in the beginning, when the to-do list seemed endless, and the joy I once knew felt buried under a mountain of diapers and dishes. Maybe you felt that way too? I felt like I was just going through the motions, constantly putting everyone else's needs before my own, and the joy of motherhood that I once envisioned, it was gone. In all honesty, I struggled to find genuine happiness in my days for the longest time. Don't get me wrong, I love my kids fiercely, but the constant demands, the messy house, all of the challenges day in and day out, it all chipped away at my sense of self and fulfillment. This is why I created the Joyful Reset. It's not a magic bullet, but it's a journey of rediscovering what brings you true happiness as a mom. It's about creating space for joy in your life, even amidst the chaos. Because if I've learned one thing as a mom of five, it's that the chaos is not going anywhere anytime soon. So I can't keep waiting for better days or when things are easier or X, Y, or Z. It only emphasizes why finding joy in the here and now is so important. I believe that every mom deserves to experience genuine happiness in motherhood. This podcast is here to guide you on a journey of rediscovery, a journey back to the joy that you deserve. Today, we'll be focusing on a powerful tool I created called the Joy Audit. It's basically a way to take a step back and identify exactly what brings you true happiness in this wild ride of motherhood. And you might be surprised by what you find. So what is the Joy Audit? It is a chance for you to step back, identify what truly brings you joy as a mom. It's about looking beyond the everyday tasks and responsibilities and rediscovering those activities that spark happiness within you. So you're probably wondering, why is this important? When we're feeling overwhelmed, it's so easy to lose sight of the things that make us happy. It's easy to lose sight of the things that actually make being a mom special. We spend so much time focusing on what needs to be done that we forget what actually brings us a sense of fulfillment. So the Joy Audit helps us reconnect with those things. We're going to remind ourselves why we love being moms in the first place. It's a powerful tool for taking control and creating more joy in our daily lives. Imagine yourself feeling recharged, energized, ready to tackle motherhood with a renewed sense of purpose and happiness. That's the power of the Joy Audit. So where do you even begin? Here's a basic framework to get you started. You can also find this in the downloadable workbook in the description below. Each week in the episodes of this 10-episode mini-series of The Joyful Reset, the link to the workbook will be there, but the link will always be the same. The only difference is that with each episode twice a week, I will unlock the pages as we go. So for this first episode, you're only going to see those pages that go with this first episode of the podcast. And then on Thursday, with the second episode of this Joyful Reset, the next group of pages will be unlocked. But you will have access to this workbook forever going forward. It's just the way that I will unlock the pages is as we go through this journey together. So even though I'm going through this basic framework of how to start your Joy Audit right now in this podcast, you will also find all of this in the workbook. So make sure you click the link in the description and get your workbook downloaded today. Back to the basic framework. You're going to grab a notebook or even your favorite digital journal. We are going to consider this your Joy Audit headquarters. You're going to be using this journal in episodes to come too. So this is just the beginning, and that's why I stress the importance of considering this the headquarters for all of this. you're going to set aside some uninterrupted you time. Even just 10 minutes will do. You're going to start by reflecting on your ideal day as a mom. What would it look like? What activities would bring you a sense of fulfillment? Then you're going to compare that ideal day to your current reality. What aspects of your current routine bring you joy? What feels draining? It is okay if at this point you're like, 99% of it feels draining and 1% is joyful and that's bedtime. We will move past that, I promise. You're going to write it down. Don't censor yourself. Big or small, write down every moment that has sparked genuine joy within you and every moment that has felt draining. These questions are meant to spark reflection. So there's a few more here, like what activities make me feel most like myself as a mom? When do I feel most connected to my children? And what are the small moments that bring me a smile? Again, you can find all of those in the workbook and work through that joy audit when you have some time to yourself and you can really reflect on this. Let's talk specifically about why this concept is so important for moms. Motherhood is a gift, but it's also a demanding role. We often pour so much energy into caring for others that we neglect our own needs. Hands up if you felt that one. Think of the joyful reset as a way to reconnect with your authentic self, the mom you were before the whirlwind began. It's about identifying what truly makes you happy as a mom and incorporating more of that intentionally into your days. It is not just about identifying activities. It's about understanding why they bring you joy. For example, maybe spending time reading to your children fills your heart. But is it the snuggles on the couch? Or is it the escape into a fantastical world that brings you the most joy? Understanding these nuances will help you prioritize the aspects that truly nourish your soul. The joyful reset is not about achieving some picture-perfect version of motherhood. It's about taking a step back, evaluating where you are at, and making mindful adjustments to create a more fulfilling experience for yourself and your family. I truly believe you can't even begin to start with the smallest baby step of a goal until you know where your starting line even is. If you don't know where you're even starting, which is the point of this whole entire joy audit, so that you can see where your starting line is, how do you create steps to get somewhere better? You have to know your starting line. I also wanted to make a key distinction because this may sound similar to practicing gratitude, and that's great. Gratitude is definitely an important part of the joyful reset, but a joy audit goes a step further because it's prompting you to really identify ways to cultivate more joy in your life, not just appreciate what you already have. It's going beyond simply being thankful. It's those specific activities that are sparking the happiness and making them a priority. It's about nurturing your own well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself for you and your kids. So how did I come up with the joyful reset? My own motherhood journey was not always sunshine and rainbows. There were periods when I felt lost and completely disconnected from the joy of being a mom. It was through self-reflection, figuring out what truly brought me happiness that I started to find my way back. And I realized that countless other moms might be feeling the same way. And I wanted to create a space to share these tools and encourage you to find your own joy reset. Reconnecting with these small moments made a huge difference in my outlook. And it wasn't about adding more to my plate, because we have enough on that plate as it is, but about rediscovering the joy that was already there. It's already here, Mama. You just have to fight for it. You have to find it. You have to pull it back out. And when you do, it is so worth it. Thank you for joining me for the very first episode of The Joyful Reset. I cannot wait to continue this journey with you. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Remember the downloadable resource to go with the next 9 episodes in this series is in the description. And now that I created an entire Instagram just for our podcast, the link to that is also in the description. Are you ready to begin your joyful reset?